Thank you, God. We bless your name, and we thank you, God, for all things being in divine working out for our glory, God. We thank you for the power, and with this power we do decree and declare. We decree and declare that this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and we declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you, Father God, in you, we move, we live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Hallelujah, for this is our declaration, Father God, to the world and unto you. Amen and amen. Bless your name.
Amen. And we're going to open up the line, and we're going to pray over in the Holy Ghost, and we are going to tag team for the next 30 minutes. Amen?
Yes.
Moderator, please open the line.
Oh, my God.
Moderator, please open the line. We're not having Q&A. Open the line, and we're praying over in the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
Mandela la 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 boshe teke biyala bakara bara diyala boshe te. Mende de biyala bakundo kubra ta kabasha te diyala bade roshe teke biyala basa. Hallelujah. 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 Moderator, please close the Q&A. That was the wrong thing to do. Please close the Q&A.
Yes, yes.
Let's close the line up, moderator. And Father, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord God, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, for the atmosphere of miracles. We thank you, Lord God, for the atmosphere of breakthrough. We thank you for those who have pressed their way unto this call. We thank you, Lord God, that your glory shall be revealed in this hour. And we thank you, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold, God. And as we worship you, and as we praise you, Lord God, shackles are being loose. Chains are broken, my God. And the yokes are being destroyed even now. We give you the glory, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus prevail against every stronghold in our family, Rabasha, against all prevailing forces that's working against our loved ones, mental health issues, health issues, financial issues. We break these generational, we break these generational curses, Father God. You asked the prophet if these bones can live, and he said, Lord, only you know. He said, no. Prophesy to these dead bones and tell the bones to hear the word of the Lord. And we command every family under the sound of our voice to hear the word of the Lord, to hear that you shall live and not die, to hear that you shall prosper and there shall be no lack, to hear that everyone in your household shall be saved, that to hear that the spirit of addiction, arabasha, the spirit of poverty is broken over your life, to hear that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, Christ redeemed you from sickness, Christ has redeemed you from poverty, Christ redeemed you from spiritual death. For poverty he's given you wealth, for sickness he's given you health, and for death he's given you eternal life. We thank you, Lord God, for destroying the yoke of depression, asha, and mental illness, and post-traumatic stress, and schizophrenia, and paranoia, and bipolar disease. We thank you, God, for the weapons of our warfare are mighty through you. We thank you for the mighty war against these weak, perilous, demonic forces, every witch and every warlock, we send you packing, for the blood of Jesus prevails against you. The blood of Jesus prevail against you. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. We give you the glory and we lift you up above all the powers of the earth. We thank you, Lord God, that you said, if I be lifted up from the earth, you'll draw men unto you. We lift you up, halabashandaya. We lift you up above this political system. We lift you up above the school system. We lift you up above the penal system. We lift you up against the political system. We lift you up against the medical arenas. We lift you up, Lord God, above all the powers of the earth. And nothing shall by any means harm us. Nothing. For no weapon formed against us can prosper. Every tongue, every political tongue, every racist tongue that's risen against us is already condemned. For you said, Lord God, that we are free from oppression. We break the back of oppression over these men and women that's been ensnared in Libya. We break the back of oppression in Nigeria, and political corruption there. We break the bands of wickedness over South Africa and that demon of rape that's been released against and terrorizing the women and the children. Now, we plead the blood of Jesus against lack and poverty, and we dispatch your angels of provision, your angels of mercy, your angels of compassion, your angels of love to provide water and food and medication and contractors in Puerto Rico, in St. Martin, in Haiti, Lord God, in Dominican Republic, in the desolated islands, Lord God. You said we shall rebuild the waste places. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the provision, hallelujah, to move and to provide and to rebuild these desolate places. We thank you for the anointing and the favor and the connections to rebuild, Lord God, Abashatalabosete, even in the ghettos and the slums, Lord God. We thank you for the rebuilding and the provision for the poor. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, Prophetess Barbara.
Oh, glory to your name, Father. Glory, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of the babes and the suckling hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him, us, a little lower than angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him, us, to have dominion over all the works of thy hands, that thou puttest all things under his, our feet. Father God, we thank you this day for power, Father God, to put all things under our feet. We thank you, Father God, for you love us so much, Father God, and you have crowned us with glory and honor. We thank you, Father God, for you are mighty in our lives, Father God, and there's nothing that you can't do. And because we are you, and we are you in principle, Father God, we understand this power that is given to us that we can obtain, and we can do all these things through Christ that strengthened us, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Father God, who chose to say yes and die for us for our sins and take it on the cross, Father God. We bless your name. We thank you for everybody here on this prayer line, Father God, for there are new mercies we see, new mercies and new miracles each and every day, Father God. Our miracle is in motion, Father God. Our healing is in motion, Father God. Our deliverance is in motion, and our salvation is in motion daily, 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 Father God. We thank you for our family, Father God, that we represent them, Father God. We stand in proxy for them, God, for that touch, Father God. We thank you for our family and their journey, Father God. They are touched and moved by you, Father God. We hold them up. We hold those, Father God, in captive up. We hold those that the system will try to destroy them, Father God. We hold up everyone on the prayer line that's been said every day, Father God. Even the Jeffries family, the mother with the son, Father God, holding her son up, Father God, that they will, that the chains are broken of depression, oppression, and a prison system, Father God. We rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. We touch the minds, Father God. We see clarity in the minds. We see saneness, sanity in the right way, Father God, and not in the wrong way, Father God. We bless your name for these things, God. We thank you for our elders, Father God, that stood to hold us up, Father God. Hallelujah, our ancestors, Father God. We bless your name for them and our generation, Father God. Our cousins and our families and our aunts and our uncles, Father God. We bless them, God. We thank you, God, for all that has been going on in our lives and all the lessons that we're learning, Father God, in this season, God. Thank you for, Father God, the Holy Spirit. This is our comforter, God, that walks with us, that moves with us, that gives us direction. We bless your name for the Holy Spirit, Father God. Thank you, God, for renewal, things that once were broken and torn away, the renewal of them, the restoration of things that were stolen from us, Father God, and everybody that owes us something, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the turnaround of our financial blessings, Father God. We rebuke any evilness that comes against us, Father God. Anybody, any enemy is under our foot in the name of Jesus. And anybody that tries to come against us, Father God, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Anything sent, we send it back to the sender, Father God. We thank you, God, because we cancel this racism out, Father God, in us, our neighborhood, our nation, and our in the system, the governmental system, because we're even trusting you, God, for that White House, Father God, to become the right house, God. We give in your name the praise for everything, for restful peace, Father God, in each and every prophet, Father God, that is normally here, we're just holding them up in prayer that you continue to move through them, Father God. We bless your name for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan, Father God, for the words that they bring forth, Father God, that bring life, because these words are your words, Father God. We bless your name. We bless your name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. And we stand in the gap for our Archbishop. We stand in the gap for him, O God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him even now. And we war, Lord God, against every attack of the enemy. We reroute every adversary. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for Pastor Lady Deborah, and we speak strength unto her, Lord God. We cover her in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we stand in the gap, Lord God, for divine favor for the first family. We stand in agreement, Lord Obosha, for divine protection, Lord God, for the children and for the mothers, Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Berry, and we cover them. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus prevail. Lord God, we lift up the Zoe family, Lord God. Have thine own way. Have thine own way in the house, in the eagle's house. Lord God, bring all things into right divine alignment to your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, anoint the musicians as never before. Consecrate them unto your service. Consecrate them, Lord God, that they may present their bodies a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice holy and acceptable unto you, which is your reasonable service. Father God, move in the house. Move in Abosha. Move, Urabasha. Bring all the leaders into right order, into right alignment. In the name of Jesus, bring order, Father God. Bring strength to the house. Send your help, Alaboshe. Send helpers, Lord God, into the vineyard to work. Send laborers, Lord God, Alaboshela Messiah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help from your sanctuary. Anointing. Fresh oil, let it pour. Fresh oil, let it pour, Rabasha, on to everyone that serves in the house. Lord God, let a spirit of prayer rest upon them, a spirit of consecration, a spirit of faithfulness, a spirit of giving. Let it pour, Lord God, upon your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, for prophetology, for this mighty move, for this powerful move, God, that you're resurrecting. Father God, in the name of Abba Shatta, in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement for a mighty move of God, for the spirit of revival to take place and to break forth, Lord God, in the hearts and the minds of your prophets. Lord God, call them home. Call them Abosha. Call them home. Call them home. Ore Gabasha, from far and near. Let them come into right alignment under the Archbishop. Let them submit, Lord God, and be refreshed. Let them submit and be renewed and be healed and be strengthened and receive instruction for this mighty expansion, for this globalization of the prophetic, God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Move by your power, Lord. We decree and declare breakthrough. Breakthrough, financial breakthrough, family breakthrough, breakthrough, Raboshata. In relationships, breakthrough in marriages, break down the stubborn wills, break down those hard places, break down pride and ego, Lord God. Cause us to submit one to another, and pray for one another, and serve, Lord God. Serve faithfully, serve faithfully, serve humbly, serve, Lord God. In obedience, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Barbara.
Glory. Glory, glory. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my fall to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Father God, I thank you for healing, God. I thank you for moving in not just my body, but everyone's body who has some form of an issue, Father God. For we claim healing is our portion on this day, God, and we lift your name for it. We claim right mind, right thinking, Father God. For if we can think it up, we can pull it down, Father God, and we pull down healing on this day, Father God. We thank you for our mothers, Father God, in the churches, in the house of the Lord, Father God. We thank you for strengthening them this day, Father God, and keeping them that we may learn of your ways, Father God. We may learn the things that we need to learn in you, Father God. We thank you for covering us, Father God, as we go to and fro, God. Thank you for, God, protecting us, protecting our young men and women as we walk the streets, Father God, covering, sending the angels, all of our angels assigned to us, Father God. God, we bless your name and we thank you for that covering, God. We thank you for wisdom in this hour, making the right decisions in this day of who to be around with and who to let into even our cipher, Father God. We rebuke anyone that tries to come in, Father God, with wrong motives, Father God. But we thank you, God. We thank you for traveling mercies as the prophets are getting ready to come and travel, Father God. We thank you for sending the angels ahead of the situation, Father God, so that they have this traveling mercy, whether by air, Father God, or whether by train or even driving, Father God. We thank you for this, God. You are so awesome to us, and we thank you for education, Father God, the open door, favor in education, Father God. Favor in court cases in this hour, Father God. Holding up those like a Jelani Jeffries and a Marcus Fugate, Father God. We claim the victory, victory, victory over them and anyone else on this line who has court situations, Father God. We thank you for your unshakable love, Father God. Your love that surpasses all understanding, Father God. We thank you for peace of mind, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because in you we can rest and we can be assured that all things are working for the good, Father God. We thank you for you are our shepherd and we shall not want, Father God, for we lack nothing, Father God. For in the kingdom all is ours, Father God, and we bless your name for that, God. Thank you, God, because we take no thought on tomorrow, Father God, for we live in this day that we move and breathe and have our being in you, Father God. Thank you, God, because we don't worry about tomorrow. If you can take care of the bird, Father God, then surely, surely, Father God, then we know you are looking upon us and taking care of us, God. We thank you, God, for our seniors who are going through, Father God, and we cancel out and break the back of oppression, depression, dementia, Father God, and even Alzheimer's, Father God, and we thank you for those people being in their right mind, God. God, we're continuing to lift up even the ones that have been mourning on this week, Father God. We thank you for the Hawkins family, God. We thank you for the Castillo family, even in this hour, Father God. Anyone, Father God, that's mourning and lost and lonely, Father God, we're just holding them up and standing in a space of love, calmness, and even a peace, Father God. We bless your name from the sunrise to the sunset and all between, Father God. Thank you for heavenly visitation, Father God, even in our rest, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for a special blessing over Prophetess Darlene, Father God, that she is an example to us, Father God, as a woman, as a servant, Father God, as a prayer warrior, Father God, even as a businesswoman and one who loves, Father God. We thank you for covering her with grace, love, and mercy in this hour, Father God. We cry unto you, Father God, Abba, Father God, and we raise our hands up high, God, lifting you, Father God, because you are mighty, mighty in our lives, and we thank you, God. We can continue to give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise for all the things, financial favor, breakthrough, divine connection, Father, and network, and Father God, overseas connection, Father God. We welcome it all in the name of Jesus. Giving your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Hallelujah. And we Thank you, Lord God, for every utterance and every word declared into the atmosphere. And we seal it in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so, and it shall not be otherwise. And we thank you for healing and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, amen. Woman of God, I tell you, we have passed the test. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have persevered and we have passed the test. And I know the Lord is pleased. Amen for our stand. Amen. For men ought to always pray and not faint. Amen. And you have to know that you're called to this thing.
Amen.
And when you're called to something, it doesn't matter who shows up. It doesn't matter who don't show up. It's God's looking at your show up. Amen. I have an audience of one. Amen. And I have to make sure Father is pleased with my service.
Yes, Father God.
Harabashita.
Oh, glory to you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. And let's just jump briefly into the announcements. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Monday through Saturday. Amen. Also, Pop Life Radio, 12 noon, Monday through Friday. Amen. The power of prophecology. Amen. Prophecology is being discussed on these calls, and very important information is shared. Amen. 8 p.m., Prophet Joshua is teaching out of his heart. Amen. And God is using him mightily. So join him there Monday through Saturday. Also, amen, you want to sow your seed, lay your gift upon the altar. Amen. And let your prayer, let your answer be sealed. Amen. And be a fragrance unto God. Amen. Text to give at 646-762-0433. Amen. Book of the Month 4 is on the way. Amen. Go ahead and set up your Book of the Month 4. Amen. So you can begin to sow towards covering your expense for prophecology in July. And join Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan again for another midnight cry every night. Amen. Sunday through Sunday, Monday through Monday, Tuesday to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and again Sunday, 12 a.m. to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, Prophecology, February 23rd through the 26th, The Birthing House, The Latter Rain. Amen. And Park Prophetess Barbara, amen. Woman of God, I salute you. Thank you for standing with us.
Amen.
Amen. To keep
amen.
This going. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I know Pastor is pleased and grateful. Amen. Because she's able to focus on things as she's being stretched in so many directions, and she's grateful to have someone she can trust to carry on in her stead. Amen. And we must cover our leadership. We must cover our leadership. Amen. They're covering us. Who's covering them? We cover them. Amen. Amen. And we bless God, and I bless God for you, woman of God, for your faithfulness. Amen. May the Lord continue to expand you. Amen. May the doors continue to swing open. New doors. New doors. As your name going across the waters. Alabasha, they're hearing of you across the waters. And we just bless God for the new doors, Elabasha, even in South America. We thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to say good morning and good night, and join us again at midnight. Amen. God bless and good night.
God bless you all.